Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you all had a fantastic week. But let me ask you a question. Did you find time to pray to Jesus? Prayer is something we must engage in at least once a day, because without prayer, we could never have a connection with Jesus. But with prayer, we can talk to Jesus and build a meaningful relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and soon we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and let Him handle it. When we do that, we find living life is so much easier because we are free of stress, worries, and fears. When I was younger, I had no idea about what I just told you because I had very little faith and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. I'm very fortunate because my life changed in 2010 when, through a series of events that took place in my life, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about keeping a simple faith, and that all we need to do is love God and one another, treat everyone the way we want to be treated, engage in prayer every day to show God our love and thanks for all we have, and that when we do, we are leading a good Christian life. On today's show, I want to talk about something as Christians we must all do, and that is being ambassadors of Jesus. The word ambassador is defined in the Bible as an official representative of a king or government. Well, Jesus is the King of Christianity and the Son of our God. And when I say we are ambassadors of Jesus, I am saying we must follow His ways, be a good example for others, and always be willing to help those in need. Our Christian faith is based on loving our Lord, loving one another, and always putting the needs of others before our own. This is exactly what Jesus did when He walked the earth. He showed God His Father His unconditional love. He showed all of us on earth His love, and He put our needs before His own when He died on the cross for our sins. Now we as Christians continue His work by helping to spread Christianity, which we do by following His ways, letting others see how we live as Christians, and setting a good example for them to follow. As Christians, we are ambassadors of Jesus when we show acts of kindness, compassion, and generosity to others. As Christians, we are ambassadors of Jesus when we go out of our way to help those in need and do it with humility and not for grandeur. As Christians, we are ambassadors of Jesus when we show our love for one another, when we forgive those who may have wronged us in some way, and when we are sincerely happy for someone's success and not jealous of what they have that we do not. Living as a Christian, following the laws and commands of our God, automatically makes us ambassadors of Jesus, which pleases our Lord. In the Bible it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, "Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." This Bible verse supports exactly what I'm saying, for our God is telling us that we are ambassadors of Jesus when we live as Christians dedicated to our Lord by following His laws and commands. Understanding how we are all ambassadors of Jesus is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is ambassadors of Jesus. As Christians, we are all ambassadors of Jesus. Still, we have to take that responsibility seriously, because it's up to us to continue His legacy and to spread the word about Christianity. We must do our best at all times to be the best Christians we can be and let others see our ways as we follow the laws and commands of our God. From our actions and good examples, we have a tremendous chance of attracting those who will choose and desire to become Christian. It was like this when Jesus walked the earth, and it is still like this today. As Christians, we are all ambassadors of Jesus, and we must never lose sight of that. The first song I'm going to play today has a strong message. Our strongest emotion and most powerful gift from God is love. God gave us love for many reasons. We feel love for one another, and we feel their love for us. Could you imagine living life without love? I don't think that's even possible, for we love our God. We love our spouse, our children, our relatives, and our friends. Love is a big part of our lives and who we are. God knew exactly what He was doing when He gave this amazing emotion to us. The song I'm about to play is called God Gave Us Love. In the verses, we hear how God's love is always there for us, and then in the chorus, the recognition of the greatest gift we received by God, love. The words in the chorus are, God gave us love, a love that's kind, a love so strong and so divine. His love is love, so great is He. God gave us love, a love so real, a perfect love so ideal. His love is love, so great is He. God gave us love. Please listen now to my song, God Gave Us Love.
We choose to live our lives with what we think is right. But no matter, we have God's love. He always knows what's best. Each of us, we are blessed, for He is there with His love. He loves each of us, truly believes in us. Love is His greatest gift of all. So divine, His love, so great is He. God gave His love, a love so real, a perfect love, so ideal, His love. He's everywhere. God is great, giving us His love. A loving God, our God is just, so devoted He cares for us. Feel His presence, feel His love. Free from despair, love is His greatest gift of all. God gave us love, a love that's kind, a love so strong and so divine. His love. So real, a perfect love, so ideal. His love, His love. So great is He. God.
show His love.
God gave us love, a love that's kind, a love so strong and so divine. His love.
Be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. As we continue talking about today's topic, ambassadors of Jesus, we must always remember to take that role seriously. We could never be part-time Christians, poor Christians, or engage in unchristian acts. No, our goal must be that as Christians, we are obligated to follow the laws and commands of our God and to be the best Christians we can be. But that doesn't mean that will be easy. In fact, living as a Christian requires tremendous strength and commitment. We have to be strong to resist the devil's temptations and always remember to put the needs of others before our own. One way we can develop these skills is through prayer. The Lord knows we are not perfect and He expects us to fail again and again. But when we reach out to Him through prayer, we find inner strength. And when we let Jesus in our hearts, we are able to live easier, following His ways because He's guiding us and all we have to do is follow. We must learn to pray at least once a day. And when we do, seek out Jesus and let Him help us be the best Christians we can be. When we pray, talk to Jesus and share our most intimate thoughts. Let Him know when things are troubling us and why. Let Him know our weaknesses and how we are aware of them and that we need His help and strength for us to change our ways. If we easily become impatient and lose our temper, pray to Jesus and ask Him to help us become patient and remain calm when dealing with a difficulty. If we tend to be curt with others, often offending them because we say things before we think, pray to Jesus and ask Him to help us change our ways and not say anything offensive. If we choose to be a Christian, we have to do our best to act like a Christian, following the laws and commands of our God and always being ambassadors of Jesus. Use prayer as our means to become the best Christian we can be, to help others see our ways and lead them to understand what Christianity truly is. So as we go through our week, remember to pray at least once a day and ask the Lord to help us be the best Christians we can be and to be strong ambassadors of Jesus. Understanding why we pray and how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. We're talking today about being ambassadors of Jesus. As Christians, we are all ambassadors of Jesus, for in the Bible it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." This Bible verse tells us that as Christians, we must do our best to live our lives following Jesus' ways and spread Christianity through our words and our actions. The next song I'm going to play is very dear to me. The song is called "Here I Am," and it is one of the first songs I wrote about my days of finding Jesus. The song talks about my fears, doubts, and uncertainty when I was on my journey of finding my faith. Please listen out to my song, "Here I Am."
to walk alone. I know that I am not strong on my own. Lord, every day I pray, even if it's just to thank you for today.
Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, we hear the Sermon on the Plain, with Jesus addressing a large crowd of people. In speaking with them, he shares all the good news in store for them if they are followers of his word. He begins with, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours," and continues with many rewards they will receive in heaven by following his ways despite the difficulties they may face here on earth. What Jesus is really telling them is that no matter what one's present circumstances may be, wisdom demands walking the path of trust in God. The psalm for today is Psalm 1, "Blessed are they who hope in the Lord." This psalm offers support and optimism for those who find joy following the word of our God. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 1, "Blessed are they who hope in the Lord."
We'll be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Good Morning. Good morning. This is God. I will be handling all your problems today. Please remember, I will not need your help. If life happens to deliver a situation to you that you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it. Kindly put it in the SFGTD box, which stands for Something for God to Do. It will be addressed in my time, not yours. Once the matter is placed into the box, do not hold on to it. Holding on or removal will delay the resolution of your problem. If it's a situation that you think you are capable of handling, please consult me in prayer to be sure that it is the proper resolution. If you find yourself stuck in traffic, don't despair. There are people in this world for whom driving is an unheard-of privilege. Should you have a bad day at work, think of the man who has been out of work for years. Should you despair over a relationship gone bad, think of the person who has never known what it's like to love or be loved in return. Should you grieve the passing of another weekend, think of the woman in dire straits, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, to feed her children. Should your car break down, leaving you miles away from assistance, think of the paraplegic who would love the opportunity to take that walk. Should you notice a gray hair in the mirror, think of the cancer patient in chemo who wishes she had hair to examine. Should you find yourself at a loss and pondering, what is life all about? Asking, what is my purpose? Be thankful there are those who didn't live long enough to get that opportunity. Should you find yourself the victim of other people's bitterness, ignorance, smallness, or insecurities? Remember, things could be worse. You could be them. Because I do not sleep, nor do I slumber, there is no need for you to lose any sleep. Rest, my child. If you need to contact me, I am only a prayer away. Love eternally, the Lord your God. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.